Good evening, everybody. This is an incredibly tense moment, perhaps the most tense in recent memory, with some schools closing and shuls closing and some stores and theaters and sports and airports all in flux. And these developments compounded with the minute by minute posts and press releases from around the corner and around the globe is driving a mounting sense of anxiety, which for many I have discovered can be as debilitating and unnerving as the spread of the virus itself. And it is in response to this sense of anxiety and the need of the hour that I'm speaking with you this evening. And I do so with two goals in mind. Number one, to offer you some facts, and number two, to offer you some comfort. And though I want to begin with the facts, I do want to share initially a statement that was sent to me by Rabbi Hochberg to read in his and Karen's name to everybody in the community. Rabbi Hochberg wrote as follows: at this challenging time, in addition to following the protocols mandated by the government health authorities and put in place by our shul leadership, I'm confident that the chesed that YIJE is known for will be reflected by each of you reaching out to those around you to ascertain how you may be of help with either practical or emotional support. And please know that although I am not physically present, my thoughts and Karen's are with each of you. We pray for your health and your well-being, and of course, I'm available by phone if anybody wants to talk. He says, Yesha Koach to Sam and the leadership and the YIJ team for all their efforts, and says, may Hashem protect each of you and your loved ones. So with that message, I want to achieve the first of my two goals, which is to share some facts and, as I say, some comfort. So facts first. In considerable consultation with medical and halakhic experts from the local community, the broader community in the county, in the city, in the state, and with the unanimous backing and conviction of the executive board of the shul, we have decided, along with a number of shuls across the city, both in an effort to take control of this spread and to promote a sense of caution and responsibility among our congregants, to close the operation of the shul building from 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So just to repeat, our plan is to close the operation of the shul building tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. That means that the morning minyanim will meet, Tehillim group is open to meet, and then at 10 a.m. we will close the doors to the shul building and revisit our status after Shabbat, day by day. And you should know that things are changing every hour, and we will keep you constantly updated with our newest developments and information. We are on top of this, and we are in control of this. And part of closing the shul building is to express our control of that situation. And you should all feel free to reach out to me or to the lay leadership with any questions that you have, day or night. Feel free to call. And I'm sure you will have many questions. Now, to the second aim of this evening, and I'd like to turn to a thought on how to absorb these rapid changes and how to make meaning at a time of unease when things seem to be shutting down. And we won't be in shul this Shabbat, but we will, or we will someday, and we would have lain. Words that we recite every Friday night and Shabbat morning. V'shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbat. And the children of Israel will keep Shabbat. La'asot et ha-Shabbat ratam b'rit olam. To make Shabbat for generations an eternal covenant. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam, it is an eternal sign between me and the children of Israel. Ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem et hashamayim ve'et haaretz. For 6 days, God made the heavens and the earth. V'yom ha-shvi'i, and on the seventh, Shavat va'yinofash. Shavat va'yinofash. God stopped. Va'yinofash, and he rested. And it's been translated as Vayinofash, and he was refreshed. And the question of what that second verb means, Vayinofash, has perturbed our commentators from time immemorial. From the rabbinic sages to the Middle Ages to today, our scholars have been bewildered by the seeming need for celestial rest and refreshment. Why does omnipotence require revival? Why does infinitude rely on rejuvenation? Why does God need to rest in order to be refreshed? Why does he need Vayinofash? And it is our most eminent commentator, Rashi, who sees this reference as a concession to human need. That of course God does not need to rest, nor does he need refreshing, but we need to feel close to Hashem, and we feel close when his incomprehensible reality is expressed in terms that we can fathom. And of course, God does not need to rest. But this is lesaber et ha'ozen ma sheyachola lishmoa. This is to use words in a verse that our ears can bear and our minds can manage. But there is another view about what Vayinofash means, and it sees this verb as far as from a concession, as one can imagine, and I have to confess, I'm afraid, that this view is that of the Malbim. And it is his view that Shavat Vayinofash are not synonymous verbs, but radically different words with almost the opposite meanings. Shavat means to stop. And the other means to persist. One means to halt, and the other means to proceed. Shavat means that on the seventh day, God stopped the labors of physical creation. He stopped. Vayinofash means that despite the cessation of physical labor, the endeavors tied to his nefesh, to his essence, went on. Though he forged no more species and formed no more territories and the construction of the cosmos was complete, God's providence and compassion and care were unceasing. Though celestial physics was stilled, the divine spirit was awake and went on. And there has been a lot of discussion over the last few days about which of our shul services are essential and what could go if we need to minimize. And the truth is that every one of our services is essential. The opportunities to talk and to bond and support each other, to learn and to daven and to pray and to eat and to speak and to share each other's space are all a part of our communal nefesh, of our essence. And though in the coming days we will be in a state of Shevitah, of physical shutdown, we are blessed with the capacity when it is not Shabbat to have that spirit, that nefesh of our shul and our community to persevere. We can send messages of love and support to those who are stuck at home. We can learn together and grow together and hope together in classes online. And going forward, I intend to broadcast my Thursday morning share online, whether we are closed or open, for those who cannot come in. And I plan after Shabbat this week to share whatever I can of whatever I would have been teaching come Shabbat. it is my hope to set up tomorrow morning a similar call for us all to join together after Shabbat at 8:45 for a communal Havdalah, so we can sing together and celebrate together and be together. In concrete terms, this Shabbat, I know there are many of you who are saying Kaddish, and the guidance for those who are saying Kaddish is to, if you would like to send your name to me, and I will forward it to those who are in shuls that are not shut down in states far away, and you can reach out to friends of yours in states or countries to say Kaddish with you in mind. You can also learn Mishnayot in the memory of your loved ones. I recommend everybody reads the Parsha, not as an obligation, but as a mark of what we do together. If there are people who you feel are stuck indoors and might suffer from an anxiety of loneliness and alienation, please send, if you want anonymously, their names to me so that I know that they need a call. And if you are inclined to be a volunteer to make calls to those who are in need, please send me an email volunteering your time, and I will tell me how much time you have. If you have 5 minutes, I'll give you one name, and we can make calls to those who are at home. And I would say that we should call each other before Shabbat and wish each other a Shabbat Shalom. This is not a lockdown for you on your homes. The decisions that you make about your meals and your friends, I will leave in your hands. The shul, and I say the shul building purposefully, because the shul is more than just a building. The shul building will be locked. But that is a statement of how we are taking caution and responsibility as a community in this time. So as our physical activity constricts, let our spirits soar. As we enter the realm of Shabbat, let us embrace Vayinofash. Let us find ways to widen our horizons and fill the restless silence with purpose and drive and resolve. Let us find ways to be there for one another, to reach out and speak to and learn from and teach each other. And let us, like Yaakov alone at midlife, find ways to wrestle a blessing out of this crisis. Hashem yishmor tzeitcha uvoecha. Me'ata v'ad olam. May God protect us when we go out and when we come in, from now and forever. I wish you all a good night.